We just got back from break!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1.
Yeah.
Free FM. Tomorrow night, we're at KCAL.
What is this, Jerry? You're really kicking a real bass line here, man.
It's some combi Christ, man.
Yeah, crank it up.
Yo. This is what they play in those gay dance clubs you go to.
Oh, that's why I remember it. In my mind, I've heard it somewhere.
Yep. All right, I got a question for you here.
Yeah.
I was watching TV the other day, and I'm watching one of those movies on, you know, one of those women's stations.
Oh, like Lifetime or something?
Yeah, or Oxygen.
Yeah, right, sure.
One of those channels.
Yeah.
Where, you know, the guy is always on drugs, raping, murdering, alcoholic, smokes cigarettes, bad father.
Right.
And the woman is always a nun curing cancer. Who risks her life to save others, right. who saves the environment and pets.
Right. And sometimes in those shows, and you see the billboards for those shows on these channels, sometimes I've seen some of these shows. Unfortunately, Tim, she's left with no alternative than to kill him.
Right, right. And the guy's always the a-hole, and the woman's always, Wonder Woman.
She's Mother Teresa.
Right.
And he's, you know, the Night Stalker.
Right. Well, I saw one where they were both a-holes.
Really?
Yeah. This 16-year-old kid gets caught with pornography in his bedroom, right? And it's on a DVD.
Oh.
It's called, I think it was something Virgin Chicks, whatever.
All right.
And they find this DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like still images on it. The guy, the father, looks at it. He goes, "Let me take a look at that," and puts his computer. And there's still images of nude women.
Let me see this.
So they go, "How are we going to confront our son?" And they say, "Well, we're just going to ask him. You know, where did he get this DVD?"
Mm-hmm.
So he said that he comes home from like soccer practice.
Sure.
And they're sitting in the living room. Oh. And he goes, "Hey, what's happening?" And the father goes, "Son, we'd like you to sit down."
Was there music also?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Crazy music. And you know when mom and dad are in the room and you want to sit down, something happened.
Right, something's bad. Someone died or you're going to be in trouble for something or something. Or I remember my parents, my aunt and uncle got divorced.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They sit you down for that?
Yeah, they said, "Brian, sit down. We need to talk to you." Yeah, and then told us that they were going to, so something big is coming.
Right. So they say, dad pulls out the DVD and goes, "Where did you get this?"
Whoa.
And the kid goes, "It was given to me by some friends just goofing around."
Okay.
Meanwhile, we knew he downloaded it himself off the internet.
Sure, because we watched the movie. I mean, we saw it.
So the mother says that she gets all hysterical. She stands up.
She cries?
Yeah, she's crying. And she's saying, "This filth is not going to be in my house. You're never allowed to go on the internet again. You're never allowed to look at this again." The kid's 16 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Fresh from soccer practice.
Right. So the father says, now I thought the father would be like, "Hey."
Right. I get it.
Mellow out.
Right. He's a boy.
He gets up and he says, "Which friends gave you that pornography?" And he says, "I don't know, just some friends goofing around." He goes, "Well, I want names because you're no longer hanging out with those guys."
So it's going to be a fresh kind of a brooming of all of his friends.
Right.
He's going to have to get all new friends now?
Yeah. So they're going to take away his internet access and take away all of his friends because at 16 years old, he was looking at nude women.
Outrageous.
This movie was made in 2005.
Oh, so it's recent.
Yeah, it's pretty recent.
It's not like 1980.
Right. But, folks, perhaps you can help, fathers out here.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe mothers. If you caught your 16-year-old, or you do catch your 16-year-old with pornography.
Right, which I don't think is uncommon.
Right. What's the move? Maybe you've had this experience, or perhaps you're ready for it if it ever comes up. But let's say your 16-year-old gets caught with internet pornography or pornography in his VCR or DVD player.
Yeah, or how about even, I shudder to think, Tim, but there's a parent or two that's walked in on a 16-year-old teen.
Yeah, well, that's another issue. Yeah. But I'm talking about pornography.
I'll tell you what night we'd get into that issue, man.
All right. But let's try to stick with me here, my brother. But these parents find pornography.
Right. What are they to do? I mean, the simple response, and I'm not a parent. Obviously, you are of a very young child. But you know, if I were a parent, I would expect it. If I had a 16-year-old son, because I remember being 16.
Right.
And at 16, if a buddy had a penthouse.
You looked at it.
You looked at
everybody.
It.
Right,
of course. So I think dads would have a more.
This dad was a real pussy.
Yeah, this dad. It sounds like his perspective was pussified.
Oh, it absolutely was.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Here are the phone numbers. If you had this experience, or perhaps you're prepared for it, your 16-year-old son gets caught with pornography. What's the right move? All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
And we're talking any kind of porn on the computer, magazines,
right.
DVDs, videos, anything.
Exactly. Any kind of pornography, because obviously he's underage and he shouldn't have those things.
Right. So he's getting it from at school. Somebody passed it to him or something.
Right. And it's not like he's, you know, doing crack or drinking or smoking cigarettes. He's looking at pornography. He's 16 years old.
Yeah. I don't think that makes him a bad kid at all.
I think it would make him an odd kid if he didn't look at it.
Right. I think it would be odd. How about this? I think it would be odd for a 16-year-old boy to have the option to view it
and pass.
That would be odd.
All right.
To me, that at least.
All right. Here are the phone numbers, gang. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. You catch your 16-year-old with pornography. What do you do? Chris in Buena Park, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I would probably buy a 12-pack and watch it with him.
Hey, is this my dad?
No, but I'd be more than happy to be.
Get out of here.
Wow, that's weird.
That would be a very uncomfortable situation for the son.
Yeah, well, for both, you would think. I mean, yeah. Any father that would, please.
All right, Linda in Altaloma, you catch your 16-year-old with pornography. What do you do?
Oh, my God. I've tried everything with him. I tried freezing the computer, taking and smashing the disc. I've tried everything, and it just doesn't work. No matter what you do, it doesn't work.
You have a son, Linda, who's into pornography?
Oh, my God, yes.
How old's the kid?
He's 7. Well, he was 19 or 17 when I caught him, and 19, going on 19, and continues to do it.
Oh, well, he's 19 now. You have no say.
No, I have no say, but as long as it's in my house, I have a say.
Yeah, but Linda, can I ask you what you fear? What is the fear? Because, if you listen to the show regularly, I'm probably a little.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm 35 years old. I have pornography in my home. I'm an adult man. I look at pornography. So what is your fear what do you fear will happen to your son? That he will become socially dysfunctional or something? Why is this such an issue?
I have a feeling that he's going to expect that out of a relationship. He's going to expect to have that type of a relationship as wild and as
he should expect
as that stuff gets.
I see. So you think that he'll want his girlfriends and his wife potentially to act the way the women do in the porn movies?
Yes.
No.
God
willing.
How long ago did your husband leave you?
We divorced several years ago.
There it is.
How long ago?
It was back in 94, and I haven't had a date too often yet.
I understand why the fellas are staying away. Was one of your husband's complaint is that you're a little wound a little too tight?
No, I don't mind pornography. I just didn't want my son to actually think that that's what women do.
I understand. All right, baby. We try to relax a little out there.
But some do, though.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, every guy in his life, every guy can think of, a chick or two, or perhaps more, that were like wild like that.
Do you think when that chick's husband was leaving and he looked back in the rearview mirror, you think he was smiling?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately. Oh, yeah. Mike in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I'm here. I had a problem. My son was actually 15, and he was not only looking at the
internet porn, but he's doing the cyber sex where you get on with adult females.
And he was masturbating?
Well, I didn't catch him at that, but I just caught him. He left the computer on one time, and it came up, and it was a whole long litany of back and forth, you know, basically describing in great detail
sex acts.
Right, what they were doing to each other.
Wow. What was your reaction?
Did that arouse you, sir?
Well, the part was that was...
Sir, did that arouse you?
No, but what half bad was that they were trying to get him to send naked photos of himself.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, that's bad because it could be some crazy dude, you know, like it could be
right.
Like... Yeah, no, that's bad.
That's what I explained to him. So what I did is I got...
What, did you break the camera out?
No, got a keylogger, put a keylogger on it, told him how it worked, and that put an end to it.
Right,
oh,
yeah.
Bum. All right. Hold on one sec. We're going to give you a... try to patch a relationship up between you and your kid. We're going to give you a 4-pack of tickets to Ski Dazzle at the L.A. Convention Center November 29th through December 2nd. You're also qualified to win a 5-night ski trip for two, including United Airlines airfare, plus hotel and rentals from Jackson Hole Resort, Wyoming. Go to jacksonholewy.com. There you go.
Do you like a porno?
Mindy in Arizona, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Strawberry, Arizona, of all places. I've got y'all beat. Within the last 2 weeks, I caught my 12-year-old daughter looking at porn on the internet.
Oh, what happened?
I stepped outside for a few minutes. I live in a very small house, and I stepped outside, and I was sitting outside doing some work, smoking some cigarettes, because I try to smoke in the house. And I walked in, and the child is looking at porn on the internet, and she's 12 years old. And it's
nice.
A girl.
Hold on, Jared.
I took my cigarettes, and I grabbed a glass of wine, and I walked back outside, and she came out crying hysterically, and she was embarrassed and humiliated, and I said, what? And she said, you know, hey, my body's changing, and I'm liking what I'm looking at. I said, yes, but it's illegal.
Yeah, but can I say something to you, ma'am, without offending you? Or maybe
you won't offend me at all.
All right. What do you think is potentially more damaging to your 12-year-old? I've got to ask you the question first.
Okay.
What do you think is potentially more damaging to your 12-year-old, the pornography or the wine and the cigarettes that you were, the wine you were choking back and the cigarettes that you were?
The cigarettes, not the wine. Mm. The wine is not a problem. The cigarettes, not so good. That's why I smoke outside. But, yeah, no, and I'm extremely honest with my kids. My kids know everything. I was telling your screener that she's going into sex ed this year, and the rule is, dude, you can't tell them things they don't know. Because she doesn't... The thing that scared me was the things she were looking at are things I haven't done.
Oh, she's more advanced than you are.
Yeah, that's the scary part. And she's extremely... She's the impetuous child. I have an older daughter. So the rule was what we discussed and we talked and we had the whole, you know, why and what, and yes, your body's going through changes, and yes, feeling those things is all normal.
Uh-huh.
Looking in on the porn on the internet is actually illegal.
Right.
So, okay,
right.
You don't get to do that. But you know.
Right,
here you go, Mindy.
All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.